Hello?
Hello?
Mr. Harbinger.
Well, did you get your Christmas shopping done?
Yeah.
Good.
All set.
Well, everything seems to be relatively quiet today.
Good.
Henry came over and was pretty shaken. There's really not anything we can do, I guess, except just try to fuck him up over the weekend.
Did he get into it with you?
Well, you know what I mean. He gets into this some, but he, you know, says you ought to Mr. Rash, well, we ought to get rid of him.
More.
Well, that's ridiculous. You can't do that. And should. But the other part is that, but he comes back on basically the basis of these problems with Rogers and the other.
That's right.
About Roger's press conference. Actually, as I told John later, I said, I don't know whether I read the same report that he did, but I said, I saw the main thrust of Roger's conference, but maybe the news is really good for us because we get the idea of, continuing our airstrikes and all that.
Right.
Did you get that impression?
Absolutely.
And the India-Pakistan thing was only, you know, some technical thing that only Henry would see.
Well, the one thing that, of course, he was reading the transcript, not the news story.
I know, and he read that one little thing.
He got all disturbed about the...
Whether or not that was a commitment or not. Of course, it wasn't legally, but that's true. Rogers is correct, but on the other hand, shouldn't have said it. It didn't make any difference. Except, you know, to a few sophisticates.
Yeah.
But you have no other thoughts as to how to handle him. I just, by this week...
No, he called last night. He's going over it again. The press conference thing, which, you know, it really did overall came out extremely well.
I thought so.
So did a good job on it. But he gets all hung up on this thing.
Well, he is really sublinded now. He's nothing that Rogers does that is worthwhile.
Yeah.
You just can't do that, you know. You've got to realize that everybody's a mixed bag. Here, you know, nobody's perfect. Well, anyway, I guess the best way to handle it is just to turn off and go see his children today. I said, now look, forget it for 3 or 4 days. You're going to bother them. Oh, this isn't bothering you personally.
Yeah, right.
And John said, I said, you can cut the key of it. But we've been through it before. So you'll survive it. Okay, I thought, go ahead.
No, I was just saying it's too bad for him.
Yeah.
It bothers him so much.
Yeah, and that he allows it to, pretty good. Basically, it's pretty damn good.
It sure does.
Most people think so, too.
Extremely good.
And, sure, you call him. Well, look, I think the other things came out well. They gave a nice flavor to cancer.
Yeah, very good.
I heard. Half the things about played all right.
Yeah, there was some attempt to make it tie some political stuff in, but Harper kind of shoved it off himself and didn't give anybody anything to hang it on.
Well, he looked, from what I heard, he looked so old.
Yeah.
Costco, by the way. I'm sure that's good. I'm tired. You know, that looks terrible. His wife is sick. No.
Lenny had a pretty good quote about don't let anybody tell you that being in prison is bad. Very, you know, I had a lot of lonely days or something, and I'm looking forward to seeing my family. And it was, kept it on sort of on a personal basis.
Yeah. I thought it came out better than what he used to expect.
Yeah, they may not have had time to jump on it, and I think...
Oh, sure, they'll jump on it.
I think that we're in pretty good shape. They're going to have trouble getting much to do on it on Christmas.
Done at the right time.
Good idea.
So all in all, I decided incidentally to go to Florida definitely on Sunday night, 8 o'clock. I lived about a year.
Okay, good.
Kind of got Christian. I think you live in
Dayton, David?
At Jacksonville. I'm going down. So that'll be a good time.
Yep.
Yep.
Okay, now Rogers and I guess a couple others have asked if they can go down then rather than going down on Monday night.
Sure.
And I guess nobody wants to. Won't be too much of a problem having them on.
Well, anybody.
Kind of hard to tell them no.
Sure. Tell them yes. Yeah. 8 o'clock in the morning.
Sunday night.
Nobody wants to go back on.
Okay, we'll set that up. And I guess Henry's still set to go down tomorrow night.
Yes, he's going Saturday. No, not tomorrow night, but Saturday.
Well, that is tomorrow. Yeah, today's Friday.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, he goes Saturday night.
Well, yeah, that's
Christmas
night.
Right. Yeah. Right.
That's good, too.
So that'll get him down there.
What else is there?
Well, it's just the lead on all the TV was the Hoffa story, and Cancer Go was the second big one. Rogers got very good coverage on his time. Rumsfeld got pretty good coverage on, he had a press conference on, just wrapping up Cross Living Council stuff, and the Blue Cross and decisions that were run on that. And there was quite a bit on India, Pakistan. Some on Vietnam and the bombing in North Vietnam. No big story. Fairly big story on Bob Hope with this guy.
Yeah.
He's got to try to release the POW.
Yeah, I
offered $10 million for Vietnam children or something.
Yeah.
That's what I'm showing.
Yeah.
And
yeah, Henry was complaining about that. He said Bob was a mistake when he said that they would release the jury to 7 points. Well, the average person doesn't see that. They saw it the other way around. He was just trying to help the POW.
That's the way it came out.
Really? Really? When they asked me about it, I said, well, I just ignored the other part. They didn't say anything about the 7 points. So they read about it. I said, well, we're all concerned about the POW. Attention was directed to it, to the problem.
Oh, he said he didn't.
Well, we just got this running out of the problem situation. I must say, though, the problem we worry about him, but he's really got to come to time. He's got to come here, shape up, and start worrying about us.
Yep.
I think that's something that shouldn't be talked about now, but maybe we'll talk with him. Not with him. Do you think that's not a bad idea?
Yep. It is, but it's got to be at a time when it's
more rational,
kind of over the right side of the cycle.
Sure. Keep it in perspective. Okay.
I assume you don't want to try and do any Christmas-type thing.
You know, on Christmas Day?
Well,
I don't really have the time.
Yeah. Well, there's a football game. If you're looking for something on the side, there's a church thing over at St. John's at 5 o'clock today that,
the watch calls.
The family could go to. No, actually the minister called, I think.
Well, you remember they did it.
Yeah, I think you'd want to go
over there. Never go again.
And the only other thing is that as we raised last Christmas, the Metropolitan Police Boys Club, does the Christmas caroling thing. And
I think
they go around the city officials and sing carols outside their house.
I think we have really had so much.
I agree. I don't think you should do any of it, but I just raised it to you.
Yeah, I think
those are the only two things that had any.
I feel that we've really done it.
This is all kinds of other church stuff, but I don't think you want to.
Well, we did church last Sunday. It was Christmas.
Right.
Don't you feel that we really. I think you can overdo it, too.
I think you can. I think you've done it. I think you've got...
we're going to have a picture of the tree for the fire services.
Okay.
And the picture of the fire service.
Well, they've made a big thing out of the... it's been on the radio all day that we'll be having Christmas Eve with the family and the babies here. So it's I think a little privacy and you don't have to keep doing public events.
Oh, that's right.
And of course, with the Julie thing on tonight, you're gonna. That's what I think he does the first time on Christmas.
Great, he does, Bob. Because it'll show the blind check. You can just do so much of that.
Yeah.
I think that's where we'll be
good.
Did you ever get a chance to talk to Stelly?
Yes, I did. I had a long talk with him yesterday.
Yeah, what's the upshot of it?
Well, he's, he's very concerned about Henry. As Henry is concerned about Scally in a way, but Scally thinks that which I have to share, is, you know, that we made a mistake in using Henry as a spokesman to begin with. So there's nothing to do about that now, but he thinks we ought to move him out of the spokesman role. He's concerned because it's his view, and I don't know how I want to check this out, but Henry has lied enough and has known that he has two newsmen that he's got a problem and that he's got some out to get him now, and that sort of thing. And he feels that we ought to take this flap that's building up about backgrounders and use it as the basis for having Henry stop doing backgrounders.
Yeah.
And just say we're not, you know, there's no point in accelerating that battle and using, of course, Scally's point is use him as a spokesman or someone else, Ron or whoever, but to not use Henry. Now, of course, Henry's view on that is that nobody else is competent to express the salaries. And to a degree, there's truth to that.
To a degree, does it better. But on the other hand, Scally is right in one sense. When Henry's in the line of fire, he's not going to be as good either. Let him do the thing we can do. We can let him do things like Cincinnati. That's no problem.
Yeah.
Don't you agree?
Oh, sure.
What he does out of there is that what we really have got to do is to knock off the White House background.
Well, in the interviews, Scally's concern is he picks the wrong people. He tells them too much.
Mm.
And that he gets quite, Scally's quite emotional about it. And then they sort of flipped over his own rationality, but he's gotten to the point where he's obsessed with himself and his own position, and therefore is not doing a good job, that he tends to build up his own pitch rather than what the president's done or what the administration's doing.
There is something to that, isn't there?
Well, sure there is. And Scally, he is, I think, probably more concerned than the fact that justified that he's
yes.
Just very deeply concerned that and also look into Roger's battle, but it's going to get in the way of the substance of what we're trying to do in the foreign policy. And then Henry gets so distressed about all of it, and then that colors his views on what he does. And John's afraid he's going to start taking actions or making recommendations John's been caught in the middle between Henry and Roger. Henry told Rogers they had done no backgrounding. He ordered Scally to tell Rogers they had done no backgrounding last week. So Scally did. Scally lied to Rogers under what he assumed were orders from him. And then Rogers found through the reporters that they had done the backgrounding and called Scally and said,
who did Henry do backgrounding?
AP and UPI.
Oh.
Remember the thing we set up?
Oh, yes.
That you asked him to work out with Scally. Scally set him up.
That's right.
And then Henry did the two wires individually, together, and then Scally
did the red network.
Information from that and covered the others.
Right.
But it covered information, as Scally said, it wasn't right, because it covered information the State Department didn't know themselves about the background on the information we had on what India was going to do in the West, something like that.
Right.
So we were then in the position of the press, the wire services, having official government information from a high government official that the State Department didn't have. And so then Rob McCroskey in state gets questions on it. He's an
office position.
Sure. He asked the secretary, and the secretary doesn't know what happened. And Scali says it's just not a good way to run things.
Well, the problem there is that there's total distrust of Rogers to do anything. It's too bad.
Yeah.
I think Scali's right about that.
And he said,
and it's very possible we shouldn't have Henry do the background.
Well, Scali understands our problem on it.
We felt
the same thing, except that to get the story out, Henry is the one guy who can do it, get it out straight.
Yeah, that's right. And his background, it was correct.
Sure.
It was correct, you know.
But then Rogers backed off of it. That's what makes it all that better.
Well, Rogers backing off of it is not one hell of a big story, though.
Right.
Am I right or not?
No, it was the big story, but Henry will find it down in the course of that.
That's correct.
Get worried about it. And Scali got his other concern was
Henry, of course, will not use Scali. He's been around that track up to this point.
All right, and that's what there's some of that in it. Scali's own ego, and
yeah.
In fact, that Henry won't use him.
That's right.
Scali talking with you, thought he was going to be involved in working some things out. His own position is jeopardized.
Yeah.
But, he also, Rogers apparently calls, and this, you can see where these things get tangled up. Rogers calls Scali, all distressed, saying, I don't know what to do here. Moore has called me, saying that Henry Kissinger has ordered airplanes up over where Castro took that shot. And Rogers' view of it was that Henry had on his own initiative, going off.
There's a whole paper thing that I'm on, and Rogers is part of it.
Starting to launch airplanes, and he claimed he knew nothing about it. Moore called him, and Moore was all upset because it was a time when he couldn't operate on his right or something. He was concerned about Henry. Now, I just think that's a dangerous story.
I agree. I know that's on the track because I signed the whole strategy plan. You saw it.
But no, I didn't see it, but I know you did.
Well, a whole plan in which they had worked with the State Department on it. So the state was going to do this.
Yeah.
I believe that. So I think he worked that out in his Wessex.
Yeah.
Wessex.
But anyway, there's the point is like everything else. There's merit on both sides. You're not going to do it all right.
Even Rogers.
But
none of them are. Well, we'll stay out of the line of fire for a while.
Yeah.
He has to get his world report down. Stay out of the back line of business. You know, one problem he got with him, too, probably going his trips. He goes back, he just told him, and talks to the press. You know what I mean?
Well, that's part of the problem.
Well, he did it both times.
Right.
I mean, no, he's doing it.
Well, he's got us in the Super Bowl.
Yeah. And, he inevitably goes back. They were not limited to the subject. I suppose. I don't want to get in the ring of Scali on this for myself.
No, no.
I feel that perhaps you can say.
And he doesn't want to either.
Because he he should know that we'll get him out of the time. Scali's going to be used, particularly if he's going to be Henry's. His problem, of course, is going to be magnified and changed.
Yep.
So Henry will be doing a lot of other things.
All right. Scali rolls back. What is his role? What is he supposed to do? Why is he there?
He should take. Well, I mean, there's no question. He's better off with less people. No, he wants to know that.
We'd have a hell of a time if we didn't take.
Right.
And I think he'd be very useful.
Yeah, but we've got to use it. You cannot have a guy there and be like a nine tip. You can't do it, Bob. That's the thing I can say. My buddy can go over there, both the A's lawyers and the computer I had to do. Chose to get him to use Scali.
Uh-huh. And yet when he does, Scali does give him good help. Because Henry doesn't realize how things are going to play. He doesn't understand the skeleton. Just some guidance.
And also skeleton. But any person that takes Scully's background, like he took his background, when he was a playboy, never recognized that E. Henry was a playboy. But, we could split it to Christmas season.
Get a Henry brought and hold up.
Yeah.
The state of the world thing.
That's right.
Get away from the day-to-day stuff.
Yeah. He's going to California directly after the meeting.
I was worrying after we found out Rogers is going to stay down. I hung up on whether he can leave.
Right, because I'm going to be there too?
Yeah.
Well, I'm coming back.
I told him that, you know,
what the hell, I'm coming back on the morning of the 31st.
You were only going to be there for another day, and you wouldn't be doing anything with Rogers. But Rogers is down with his wife for the vacation.
And going to go to the Orange Bowl game.
Sure.
What? I mean, how is he talking about? It's ridiculous.
Yeah. But it's
for one day, huh?
You know, it's a thing where it hovers around like an old mother hen.
Well, we can't have that. We can't. We're going to have it, but we can't.
Can't be worried.
No, and we're just going to go ahead and do what we want. Poor Haig, he's repeated problems.
And I guess this whole plot really should come up.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Last night, he was very distressed. He figured they moved the Admiral out. I thought we were hanging a gun on circumstantial evidence, but as John probably told you, John played the tape for him.
Yeah.
He's a believer now.
Oh, of course. Too bad. There's no question about this case, Bob. I know they're all ready to tell.
Well, they had to, Welker, whatever his name is, they've got a professional.
Well, coming back to what we ought to do now with regard to this, the coming thing that we used to do, yeah, we're down there. If he goes there.
Yeah, I think he's going to.
Rogers, go down. Then I think that then he should get the hell out of California. One more day on board, I'm going to see if I can count on this for her to rest. Yeah. I'm flying on the 31st. He should do it. He should do it. I don't think it's bad. I mean, I'm not as concerned as Scully is about any decision type thing, because they're Roger. I make these decisions.
Oh, sure.
I know exactly what he's going to do. As you know, I ordered it after I asked for a report on this, and I asked for a contingency plan. It's a plan that's been made of my assignment. I put that in.
I'm not concerned about that either. I think the only area there is getting all distressed, obviously, is going to put his best.
And Henry is not a guy, too. I mean, he is pretty good. He does not give orders.
Right.
He really doesn't. That I know. Makes me sign everything. Which is right.
Oh, sure. He's very careful about that.
Hell of an important thing. Everyone can do orders. Well, okay. Well, not bother anymore. Good Christmas.
All right, too. Thank you. Well,